Monica Medina McCurdy walks through Project Home's new wellness center on the corner of North 21st Street. It's a lot bigger than their old space that used to be in a nearby church.
We went from 4 medical exam rooms at the old building to 15. Yeah.
McCurdy, who's the director, says this center isn't your regular doctor's office. There's dental care, diabetes management classes, a food pantry, a YMCA gym. But her favorite spot? So where are we?
So we're in our handicap accessible bathroom.
It's a place where people can shower and do laundry.
You're really helping someone in a very tangible way deal with alleviating their suffering for the day, you know? Great.
McCurdy says something's wrong when this low-income neighborhood, moments away from renowned academic medical centers, racks up distressing public health statistics. It has the lowest life expectancy in the city, and some of the highest rates of diabetes, infant mortality, and heart disease.
So what's missing? And I think it's that sort of closeness, that trust, that reducing barriers that we're trying to address.
I think it's all for physical fitness and peace of mind, you know?
I think it's nice to be in the neighborhood.
Across the street, Gwendolyn Woods and Charmaine Gregory wait for the bus. Gregory gets healthcare elsewhere, but thinks the center will make a big difference. It already has for her.
Yeah, because I just started going to the gym since this came here.
The center hopes to serve about 4,000 residents a year. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.